We get in the grind. We get our nose down and we just are going, going, going. I can do this. I can conquer this. And sometimes we feel that we're just not measuring up.
Welcome to the Winning Family Podcast, the podcast designed to champion parents to raise spiritual leaders. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Winning Family Podcast, a podcast designed to champion you as parents to raise strong, resilient kids. And of course, I'm joined here with my wife, Michelle.
Hey, everybody. Welcome today. We're excited. This is going to be a good episode. We get to do some encouraging.
Yes. Let me just say this. If you are a parent, maybe even a grandparent, you're watching this or you're listening, which, by the way, you can do both. Watch it on YouTube, or you can listen on the audio aspect of things. But at the end of the day, parenting is one of the most difficult, challenging. I don't think there's a harder job on planet Earth than being a parent.
Right.
And I know when we talk about parenting, that's even broad in and of itself. From the standpoint, we have a lot of single parents.
Yes.
There are a lot of blended families. There are young parents out there who are just sleep deprived. You've got little ones. It is just 24/7, nonstop. You've got those who are maybe in that season of kids that are transitioning into middle school or maybe high school, kids that are driving now, you know, kids going off to college, all different ages, seasons, stages of life.
Yes. Parenting again. Some grandparents are parenting.
Yeah. So, yeah, your grandparents are raising your grandkids. So, I mean, there's just endless roles that we play. Mm-hmm. And again, different stages and seasons. And it just seems as though you never, ever get to a place where you stop parenting. We got, obviously, three adult children now. Yes. Two grandkids. Our youngest, our son Luke, is still single. He's taking resumes.
That's right.
But we never stop parenting. Yeah. We're still involved, engaged, you know, from a encouraging, you know, we're more of the cheerleaders now on the sidelines, getting to cheer them on and there's new seasons of life. But at the end of the day, parenting's hard.
It is, yeah. And there are definitely seasons that are more difficult than others. I think those middle school, high school years are some, although the beginning stages of parenting are overwhelming for sure, I think that the middle school, high school years can get discouraging, you know, if you get into some real challenges in those years. But we need to be encouraged.
Yeah.
During that time.
And I think, too, we're living in a new world with social media. And yes. I've seen now, I think, this play out just as we've watched and kind of walked through, you know, the younger generation, these younger parents who, you know, social media is like this double-edged sword. You know, there's a lot of good that can come from it, but there's also a lot of bad. Mm-hmm. And again, it goes back to the negative side of social media. Sometimes it just almost exacerbates, you know, when you're comparing, you know, where somebody else is with their children, or, you know, they're showing the highlights, you know, of their highlight reel of all the amazing things their kids are doing or accomplishing, or all these parenting hacks that these parents have figured out, you know, and you're over here on the other side, you know, as a parent thinking, well, I can't compete with that, or my kid's not sleeping through the night, or, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on. So it's easy sometimes to get discouraged, to feel defeated, to feel like you're not good enough, you know, you're not doing enough, that, you know, you can easily just feel overwhelmed and inadequate.
Right.
And beating yourself up that, you know, you should be doing more, or, you know,
yes.
Again, you're not doing it right.
Yes. We always have an internal conversation going on in our head. So we're always talking with ourselves about how we're doing on certain things. And we can that conversation can definitely go negative when you're feeling overwhelmed, or maybe you're lacking sleep, or things are compounding in your life, or difficulties in relationships, maybe with your spouse, even causing things to seem even more overwhelming than maybe what they really are.
Yeah.
And we just want to encourage you today with a couple of phrases that we learned kind of early on that have helped us along the way. And the first one is that you're doing better than you think you are.
Yeah.
You're doing better than you think you are. Even the fact that you're listening to this podcast says that you have interest and you care, and that it's important to you to spend your most valuable asset that you have in your life, and that is your time, to learn and grow. And you are doing better than you think you are, and time will prove that as well.
I read a quote this morning that I thought was so good and appropriate, knowing that we were going to be talking about this, because I think this is what we all struggle with in a lot of different ways. But the quote goes like this: it's not who you think you are that holds you back, but it's who you think you're not. And I think sometimes when we focus and dwell upon what we're not good at, what we don't have the capacity to do, what we don't know enough of, you know, it's easy to start listing out all of the negative things that maybe you see that's holding you back, that is preventing you. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you didn't have the role models or the examples growing up. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're afraid of making a lot of the same mistakes that maybe your parents made, or maybe you came from just a really difficult situation growing up. And so,
or just a stressful time.
Yeah.
In your parenting.
Yeah. You know, I think without question, one of the greatest stressors of all that weighs so heavily, just mentally, emotionally, financially, I mean, the list goes on, just physically, just the exhaustion, is just the working parents, the working load of balancing and trying to balance, if you will, you know, just demands between work and the responsibilities that go with that.
Right.
And then the responsibilities and the demands that go with your kids, and, you know, the added pressure of, you know, extracurriculars, you know, the financial toll that takes to try to support our kids' activities. Of course, the academic pressure, you know, and our kids are now learning stuff that, I mean, my goodness, I mean, the stuff they're learning, many parents feel like I don't have the know-how to even help them, you know, do their homework.
Right.
And so, again, it's easy to come up with a list of all the things that you should do or you could do or you're not doing enough of. And I think sometimes we just need to pause and just look at the blessings that we have in our lives and realize that, you know what? We have a roof over our head. Mm-hmm. Our kids are not, they're not out there doing drugs, or they're not out there, you know, destroying their lives. I mean, there's always going to be kids, and there's always going to be circumstances and extreme situations where that might be the place. And, you know, sadly and unfortunately, the season that some parents are walking through right now.
Right.
But if your kids, by and large, are, you know, doing okay in school, there's nothing wrong in terms of any kind of major sickness or disease going on financially, you got a roof over your head, everybody's, for the most part, healthy. And just take a moment and breathe.
That's right. And also, even if they're not healthy, maybe something difficult is going on and you're giving it your best. You're doing better than you think you're doing. I promise you.
In light of the circumstances. Yeah. Absolutely.
When it all plays out, when the story's been told, you're doing better than you think you're doing. Yeah. And that always has meant so much to me as a mother through seasons of parenting, that when those words of encouragement were spoken to me, it helped me to sit back and think, you know what, maybe you're right. Because we get in the grind, we get our nose down, and we just are going. I can do this. I can conquer this. And sometimes we feel that we're just not measuring up, like you said there at the very beginning, but you're doing better than you think you are. You're making progress forward with your kids. You're investing in them, and what you're doing the relationship that you have with them is the most important yeah. thing that is going to be in their life. And that's the thing that's going to help them get through the bad grades, through the difficulty, through the seasons of disappointments and regrets and yeah. things that they walk through. It's your relationship with them. And as long as you are putting in the effort and the time, for that, you're doing better than you think that you are. I remember my dad, even spiritually, I remember how difficult I felt. I wasn't measuring up as a mom spiritually. Like, I just wasn't able to put in the time to read my Bible, to do my Bible study, to do the works of the spiritual life. But that my dad told me, God understands. He's your heavenly Father. He understands your season. You're doing better than you think you are. You're doing good.
He used to make that statement.
Yeah.
Do what you can.
Yeah.
And God will do what you can.
That's right. That was and is life-changing to me. Just do what you can in the season you're in. Mm-hmm. And you're doing a good job. Yeah. Hang in there. Yeah. You're doing a good job.
I love that verse in Galatians 6:9. If you're a parent, you ought to tape this somewhere on your mirror, remind yourself of this, put it in a visual place that just serves as a constant tangible reminder of this truth. Galatians 6:9. And it says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, mm-hmm. we will reap a harvest if, and that's the key word, if we don't give up.
Right.
So keep sowing, keep planting. Mm-hmm. You know, when we sow and when we plant, guess what? We don't reap a harvest overnight. No farmer goes out and plants seeds and the next morning they wake up and there's just massive field of harvest. No, it takes time. You know, there is a harvest season and it takes time and it has to be cultivated. There's a lot of patience. There's just a lot of maintenance in between that is going to over time produce the harvest. Mm-hmm. But we just can't give up. We can't throw in the towel. We can't beat ourselves up mm-hmm. that we're not doing a good enough job or we're not adequate or we can't. Just make sure that the self-talk, mm-hmm. you know, that we are, the conversations we're having with ourselves, that we're reminding us of who God says that we are. Greater is he that is in us than mm-hmm. he that is in the world. If God is for us, then who can be against us? You may feel like, well, everybody's against me right now. Well, God's with you, you know? Mm-hmm. And so culture may be working against you. You know, work challenges may be working against you. Your friends, your children's negative friendships may be working against you. You know, there may be some health challenges or physical setbacks going on right now that's working against you. The list goes on and on about all the things that are working against us. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, God is with us. He is for us. He's got our back. And more than anything, the Bible says in James, if we come close to God, he will come close to us. So in our weakness as parents, we can also find strength in the Lord.
That's right. And I think that leads us to our second statement that we're talking about today. So the first one is you matter more than you think you do. Mm-hmm. And the second is, that's the second one. I'm sorry, you're doing better than you think you are. I gave it away. The second is you matter more than you think you do. And really, that's what you're talking about right now is that you were born for such a time as this. Yeah. You know, as the Bible, the story of Esther, Queen Esther, Mordecai, her cousin told her that perhaps you came into the kingdom for such a time as this.
Yeah.
And perhaps we know that God chose you to be the parent to the children that you have in your home.
Yep.
It was not by accident. He formed you in your mother's womb. You have the parents that you have on purpose, and your children are on purpose from God. They're a gift from God. The Bible says they are a gift to us. And you matter more than you think you do because God chose you to be their parent. God chose you to be that mother, to be that father. And he didn't make a mistake. He made the right decision when he formed you and when he formed your children. And you're the girl for the job. You're the guy for the job. And you matter.
Yeah.
And the enemy of our soul would want us to think that we do not matter.
That's right.
That our voice is not strong enough. That our influence is not important. That he would want nothing more than you to believe that. Mm-hmm. But the truth is that you matter more than you think you do. In fact, you may be the one that has the greatest impact and influence on that child's life in your home, more so than any of their friends, more so than any other teacher or coach. It may be you. And in fact, it probably is you.
Yeah.
And so you matter. You matter. And the things that you do matter. And the days that you have matter. The moments that you have matter. The moments that you're going to have with your child today, they matter.
Yeah.
Everything is a gift from God. And you matter more than you can even imagine that you do.
I have said this for years, and studies back this statement up, so I'm going to stick with it. And I believe this with every fiber of my being. And it goes like this. The greatest single influence on a child's life is not their peers. It's not social media. It's not the culture. The greatest single influence on a child's life is their parents.
That's right.
And so realize that the role that you play, the voice that you have, the opportunity that right now as a parent you have at this, you're going to have more, parents will have more. It's been often said we only have 18 summers, but at the end of the day, we only have this 18-year window of time. Mm-hmm. And it's the most time we will ever, ever have with our kids. Mm-hmm. And studies show that once our kids graduate from high school and they go off to college, the time that we have with them drastically drops and will stay there for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. And so when we realize that now is the opportunity to truly make the most of every opportunity and realize that you're not going to get it right every single time. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to fail as parents. There's going to be some bad decisions and judgment calls that we make along the way. But at the same time, we also have to realize that our efforts are not in vain,
right,
that we matter more than we think we do. Mm-hmm. And so don't allow the enemy to undermine our influence. Mm-hmm. Don't allow the culture, don't allow all the negative, you know, stuff out there, the lies that the evil one is trying to constantly, you know, use to confuse in the hearts and lives of our kids, as well as us as a family. We've got to realize that we're fighting a real enemy. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, even though, you know, there's always flesh and blood through, sadly and unfortunately, so much violence and all the things that we see, but those are all acts of evil. At the end of the day, we wrestle not against those type of things, but more than anything, it's the evil forces that are working against us. Mm-hmm. So just know as a parent, you're doing better than you think you are, and you matter more than you think you do. So don't throw in the towel. Don't quit.
Right.
We're here to win. The battle that we're fighting, the good news is we've already won. Okay,
yes.
Jesus is alive. He arose from the grave. So we're on the victors. We're already in the winner's circle from a spiritual perspective. But at the same time, we still fight a real daily battle each and every day. And we have to keep fighting the good fight of faith and not give up. Keep praying, keep believing, keep trusting, keep doing the very things that you know is the right thing to do. That's going to honor the Lord by stewarding what God has given you. Children are a gift from the Lord. Mm-hmm. They're our greatest treasure. Mm-hmm. So let's just, you know, have the right perspective and keep things in perspective that we're not super mom and dad out here, you know, but at the same time, we have to also realize that with God's help, we're going to work through this.
That's right.
And we're doing better than we think we are, and we matter more than we think we do.
That's right. And the third phrase that we're going to encourage ourselves with today is that God is doing more than we can even imagine, or that more than we can see.
Yeah.
He's doing more than we think and more than we can see. Mm-hmm. And that's part of being a parent. That's part of being a farmer. That is part of being someone who plants and someone who sows and reaps. And that God he's doing more, because when we are planting, when we are investing, when we are being intentional, he is doing more than we think, and he's doing more than we can see. So I know if you are a parent that is striving to be all that God has called you to be, if you're desiring to be that parent that is just investing in your children and pouring spiritually into their lives and wanting to establish your home on a firm foundation that is the rock of Jesus Christ, the true north of the Word of God, and you're pursuing that, I promise you, there are times when you cannot see him at work. Let's just say it. We don't see anything. We can't see anything happening. The kids are acting crazy or so defiant or, not doing well in school, or friendships are going south. There's always difficult seasons. But there will be great seasons too.
That's right.
You will see God is doing more than you can think and more than you can even imagine. And it's definitely more sometimes than what we can see. It's when I know you've heard it before, but when you plant a seed, you plant it in a dark, in the soil, and you don't see things for a long time. You don't see what's happening, but God is at work sometimes in the dark places, in the seasons when you can't see anything, and all of a sudden you see a little bit of life and a shoot coming up that, oh my gosh, all these years I've planted, I have watered, I have invested in this soil of my child's heart, and now I can see what I planted did not return void. It's there. And God's at work, and he's doing more than we can imagine. I just want to encourage you with that, because I've seen that in my life as a mom.
I just want to take a moment and share a word of encouragement, because I know there are a lot of parents who, maybe you're watching this as a parent, a grandparent, and you have a son or a daughter or a grandson or granddaughter who's just living outside the will of God. They're not living for the Lord, for whatever reason, they've strayed away from the things of God. And as a parent, you know, you're burdened, you're concerned, you want nothing more than for them to come back to the Lord, to live, you know, in the will of God and to fulfill the purpose that God has for their life. But I just want to say, you're looking at an answer to prayer. I have three older brothers. All four of us were raised by Christian parents. My dad happened to be a preacher. He was gone all the time. But super long story short, my oldest brother, Daniel, he was basically kicked out of the house at a young age by my father because of drugs, alcohol, just living a life of rebellion. But my brother Daniel, in his mid-20s, gave his life to Jesus Christ. And Christ radically changed his life. I'm telling you, did a 180 in his life. And I'll come back to him in just a second. But today, you know, he's an amazing father, grandfather, amazing husband. And just to see what God has done through his life and through his ministry and through his business through the years is incredible. My brother Paul, very similar story, got kicked out of college, which is tough to do at the school he went to. It was a number one party school in America at the time. And but living a life of rebellion, drugs, alcohol, came to find Christ in his life. And today, God's using him in an incredible way to minister to church leaders and to lead churches to reach their potential in an incredible way. My brother above me, my brother Rick, incredible athlete, but went through a season of rebellion and partying and drugs, alcohol, but gave his life to Christ in his mid-20s. Today, he's being used of God to literally reach hundreds of thousands of people all over America. And it's incredible to see what God's doing in his life and his ministry. Well, I idolized my three older brothers. And it was through my oldest brother that I mentioned earlier, Daniel. One night, right before I graduated from high school, I wasn't living for the Lord. My dad actually called me and said, I want you to go hear your brother. He's speaking at a church. He's going to be sharing his testimony. I want you to go hear him speak. Well, I went. I had intentions of, you know, getting up and leaving early. But God had other plans for my life. And on that night, when I listened to my oldest brother share his personal testimony, everything he went through in his life, I was in the moment of living out a lot of those same things. And I realized what was missing in my life. I just knew my brother had something I didn't have. And that night, at the age of 18, just before I graduated from high school, on April 22nd, 1984, I gave my life to Christ. Well, I said all that to say that my parents, they did a lot of things right. We chose to rebel. We chose to go our separate ways. But all four of us came back to a place of getting into a right relationship with God. And why am I telling you this? Is because as a parent, if you carry that heaviness, or maybe as a grandparent for a wayward son or grandson, granddaughter, whatever the circumstances are, again, remind yourself that you're doing better than you think you are. You matter more than you think you do. And whatever you do, just know this, that God is working. He may get your son or your daughter, or your grandkids at the right place, right time, right people, right circumstances in order for them to hear the message that God wants them to hear to bring them back into a relationship with him. So just because you may not see it now doesn't mean that God is not working, that God is not lining up situations and people in their lives. And that's where the power of prayer comes in. There's nothing more powerful than a praying mom and dad. Mm-hmm. So don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't stop praying. Keep believing. Keep trusting. And in due season, God will reap a harvest. So
that's right.
We just want to encourage you with this. I know a lot of parents today, they just feel overwhelmed, and it's easy to feel like, you know, you're failing as a parent, but we're here to help you win. We're here to help breathe the life into you, to remind you of what God has given you the opportunity to do. So yes, it's hard, but guess what? If God is on our side, if he's on our team, then, like I said earlier, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So I just want to say, keep on keeping on. You're doing better than you think you are. You matter more than you think you do. And God is working more than you can see or even imagine. So just be encouraged today. We want that to be a source of hope and encouragement for you to just continue to be resilient in your parenting and to be strong, so that you can be, you know, that solid rock that your kids can lean on because of your faithfulness and your consistency as well.
Let's take a moment, and if I could pray for the parents today.
Absolutely.
Father, we thank you so much for every person that is watching or listening today, God. Their heart is for you, God. And we know that you are for us, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, I pray you protect these parents from the evil one, God, that they would know that you are doing more than they could even imagine. God, I pray that you protect their families. I pray you provide for every need that they have. Provide words of encouragement for them, God. Just fill their cup, Lord. Father, I pray that your presence would be felt in their homes. As the Bible says in Job, that the presence, the friendship of God was felt in my home. Lord, I pray your presence would be felt in their homes, that you would encourage and strengthen them, that your power would fill their life and your favor would be upon their family. And God, I pray you give them peace that surpasses all human understanding, and it would guard their heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you love us and that you care for us and you want us to win. And we will win because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. We love you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
That's awesome. Well, hey, yes. If this has been an encouragement to you, which we pray it has been. Yes. Make sure to rate, review this. Send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you. If there's any other topics that you would like for us to speak into, any questions you have, share this with your friends. And until next time, we look forward to being back with you for our next episode of The Winning Family.